Looking into the window of the white-painted shopfront, Russell Gallery, your eye will light upon many landscapes and other such-like canvases, some measuring 36 by 24, all very similar to the size of the one that Priam buys the next day, stealing up to the attic while Alice is busy with the charwoman. He moves boxes and trunks around in the attic to arrange a substitute easel, and begins to try and paint a bad picture from his sketch. But in a quarter of an hour, he discovers that he is exactly as fitted to paint a bad picture as he is to be a valet. He cannot sentimentalise the tones, nor falsify the values. The attempt merely annoys him. He can only produce his best. He can only render nature as he sees nature, and it is instinct rather than conscience that prevents him from stooping. In 3 days, during which he keeps Alice out of the attic partly by lies and partly by locking the door, the picture is finished, and he's forgotten all about everything except his profession. He's become a very different man, a very excited man.
By Jove! I can paint! I'd been asleep these few months, being satisfied, I thought, with mere observation. But now, look at this here. It's simply dazzling. The atmosphere, the poetry, the fidelity to nature. I'll go mad if I do not continue to paint. But the trouble is, it has my name written all over it.
Henry, here you are. What are you doing up here?
Nothing. Well, actually, it is quite something. Come and see.
Oh, what a smell of paint. You surely haven't been aspinalling that bathroom chair.
No. You're smelling a masterpiece. Come here and see this. Well, what do you think?
Did you do that?
Yes.
I mean, is that what you've been doing up here?
Yes. How does it strike you?
Well, I'm sure it's beautiful. What is it? Is that Putney Bridge?
Well, yes.
I thought it was. I thought it must be. Well, I never knew you could paint. It's beautiful for an amateur.
No. Stay there. Don't come any nearer. You're just at the right distance.
Oh. I was just thinking it's a pity that you haven't put an omnibus on the bridge.
Well, that's one there.
Oh, yes. Yes, I see. But, you know, I think it looks rather more like a Carter Patterson van than an omnibus. Hmm? Paint some letters on it, then people would be sure. What's that red streak behind?
That's the railway bridge.
Oh, of course it is. How silly of me. Now, if you were to put a train on that... The worst of trains in pictures is that they never seem to be going along. But if you put a signal against it... then people would understand that the train has stopped. I'm not sure whether there is a signal on the bridge, though. Henry? But I see that's the Elk Public House there on the right. You've just managed to get it in. I can recognise that quite easily. It's very good, dear. I suppose you learnt to paint from your late master.
Alice.
Yes?
You know, Henry Leake... isn't my real name.
Oh, isn't it, dear? Well, what does that matter? As long as you haven't committed a murder or anything.
My real name is Priam Fahl.
I thought Priam Fahl was your gentleman's name.
To tell you the truth, there was a mistake. It was my valet that died, not me. You see, the doctor, when he came, thought that Leake was me, and I didn't tell him differently because I was afraid of all the bother. I just let it slide, and there were other reasons. Well, you know how I am.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, can't you understand? It's simple enough. I'm Priam Fahl, and I had a valet named Henry Leake, and he died, and they thought it was me, only he wasn't.
Then it's this Henry Leake that is buried in Westminster Abbey instead of you?
Yes, of course.
I see. And you've never said a word?
No, not a word.
Well, dear, if I were you, I'd remain totally silent about it. I shouldn't worry myself. I can quite understand how it happened, and I'm glad you told me. But don't worry. You've been exciting yourself these last 2 or 3 days. I thought it was about my money business, but I may have brought this on. Like now, the best thing you can do is to forget it.
But this is the reason I can paint. I didn't learn it off my master. I am the master.
Well, either way, I should stay quiet about it, dear.
You would?
Yes, I would. Forget it. Now, where do you want to put this picture?
I was planning to sell it. It may surprise you to know it could reach at least £800, and there'd be the devil of a row in Bond Street if they knew I was painting here instead of rotting in Westminster Abbey, but I won't sign it. I never did sign most of my work, so I'll let it go for what it shall fetch. For we'll be needing money shortly.
You mustn't worry about money, dear. You must relax and not agitate yourself with these ideas of painting and ridiculous amounts of money. I know I can purchase real professional pictures of lakes and mountains at the frame makers in the High Street for £3 apiece. So this picture won't help us much. But I'm touched by your gesture, dear, and think you must rest now and get over the shock of your master's passing. And now this dreadful brewery news. We will be just fine.
Oh, Alice. Why are you crying?
It's a beautiful picture. It really is. And if you like, I will see if I can sell it. But you really mustn't worry about money. We shall have heaps.
Now, turn round and make your way back to the traffic lights at Putney Bridge. Cross over and make your way back up the High Street on the right-hand side, turning to the next scene as you go.